Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church right here in Madisonville, Kentucky. I'd like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Friday, March 31st, finishing out not only the week, but the month of March. We're glad to be able to come to your place of listening over WSOF and WAJJ Radio. We're glad you're tuned in and hope that you've had a great day and a great week thus far in serving the Lord. I hope that you will have a great weekend as well. Let me mention a few things by way of prayer request, and we'll dive right in to pray. I do ask for you to pray for us tonight as we finish up revival meeting in what they are having and styling a prayer revival down at the Gospel Baptist Church in Burns, Tennessee, right out just a little west of Nashville, Tennessee. Love to have you come be with us tonight at 7 o'clock if you're able and in the area. Love to have you come be with us, but pray for us that God would bless that revival meeting. And then also, we'll be having our regular service here on Sunday. Love to have you come out and be with us the first Sunday of April. And you can come and be with us in our service. Lord willing, I'll be preaching. And we'll be having morning services at Sunday school at 10:20 and preaching at 11:05. And then the Sunday evening service at 6:30. Love to have you come and be with us there. All right. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as well. Heavenly Father, Lord, I love you. Thank you for the privilege, again, to be able to preach these messages on prayers. We've aired this one for this week. Father, I pray that you would use it for your glory and honor. Teach us, dear God, to pray. I seem like, Lord, you lead me to preach quite a bit on prayer. I certainly don't feel as if I'm any kind of an expert or any kind of an authority on prayer, but I do love to spend time talking to you, and I'm glad that I can say that I've seen a number of answers to prayer. I can glorify your name for that. And I'm glad, dear God, that you've given us the invitation. You're the one that said, call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things. You're the one that told us to enter into our closet and to call on thy name. You're the one that teaches us to pray. So, Father, I thank you for that great opportunity. Now, Lord, I pray you'd use this broadcast, and, Lord, that you'd use us tonight in the service there at the Gospel Baptist Church. Brother Jimmy Moore is the good pastor. Bless the church and have it grow and be established. Father, I pray you'd bless us in our services here at the Island Ford Baptist Church on the Lord's Day. Would you be with us in those things as well? But then I ask you that you might bless in this broadcast. Strengthen and help Brother and Sister Hall continue to meet their needs. Those that are sick and afflicted there at the church and the people there, Lord, that we're praying for, would you help them and the burdens they're carrying and meet their needs according to thy will and for thy glory. Lord, I pray now that you'd bless and use the broadcast, bring sinners under old time conviction. Although I'm not preaching a salvation message, yet you can save. And I'm glad your word's sharp and powerful and can accomplish your will. Have your way, we pray, in Jesus' lovely and precious name. Amen. All right, hope you enjoyed that good song there, and we're going to get ready to move right into the message. This week, we're preaching from the Scripture found in Matthew chapter number 14. And right before we go to the Scripture, we're going to have the introduction here as we go into the message recorded live at the Island Ford Baptist Church.
Amen. Matthew chapter 14, in verse number 22 is where I want you to notice, and my text is going to be verses 22 and 23. But he said, and straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitude away. And when he had sent the multitude away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when evening was come, he was there alone. This is what I want to preach about, alone with God. I believe there's the neglected truth that we need time alone with God that we might refuel. Amen. That we might have something to give to those when we go to minister to them in public. In our text, our Lord was about to travel to Gennesaret, and he was going to be surrounded by many sick people. He was going to be surrounded by many diseased people. He's about to have to perform miracle after miracle after miracle. And yet our Lord was able to heal them and help every one of them. And I believe the reason why is because he chose to spend some time alone with God. Amen. He recognized that he needed to spend time alone with God in prayer. That's also seen in Mark's gospel. Turn with me, if you will, to Mark chapter number 1, verse 33. And all the city were gathered, or was gathered together at the door, and he healed many that were sick of divers diseases, and cast out many devils, and suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him. Look at verse 35. And in the morning, rising a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there prayed. I underlined that phrase, departed into a solitary place, and there prayed. Amen. We live in a time of so much social interaction. Amen. We seem to be constantly in contact and conversation with somebody. Amen. Either by way of phone or email or texting or Facebook or some means, we're always constantly conversing with somebody. We need to spend some time in contact and in conversation with our God alone. Amen. Down through the ages, men of God that have been used in mighty ways have always been men that understood the secret of getting along with God, that understood the secret of having a secret place, and that secret does not just mean that hidden from everybody, but it means secluded from everybody, that it blocks everything else out and everybody else out, and they spend some time with God. Amen. And I believe it ought to be in our life. We ought to incorporate that. I personally believe that's one thing we're missing. I believe the devil is doing his best to make us busier and busier and busier and keeping us running that cage and getting nowhere because we don't have any private time with God. Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. You know this verse well probably. Our Lord recommended to his disciples, he said, "But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." Amen. Don't do it to be seen of men. Don't pray just to be heard of men. Amen. I'm afraid sometimes when we pray because we know somebody else is listening. Hey, they may be listening, but they're not the ones we're talking to. There's a God in heaven that is listening. He's the one we're supposed to be talking to. Amen. We ought to talk to him. Tune them out. Get in the secret place. Shut the door. Amen. And so Christ trained his disciples to pray secretly. He trained his disciples to trust God. Amen. Trust God that even though they were not being seen of men, that God would show men their holiness. That God would show men their power. That God who seeth in secret might reward them openly. Amen. Amen. That's right. Our Lord's teaching his disciples is that prayer must be secret and it must be sincere. But you notice also, our Lord said in that verse, he said, "When thou prayest." He didn't say, "If you pray." Amen. Christ obviously expected his believers, his followers, to be praying. Amen. I believe a believer should be a prayer. Amen. But we're taught the proper procedure in that. He said, "Go into the secret place," which obviously means a solitary, lonely place. It's not the posture of the body, it's the posture of the heart. Amen. It's not the position of where you're at physically, but where you're at in your spirit and in your mind and in your heart with God. Amen. And so he tells us that we ought to have a practice of prayer and we ought to have a place of prayer. And so our Lord recognized that he needed some time to himself, and that draining experience, that exhausting of his energy. I believe that's right. And as a part of humankind, Jesus knew this, and he felt that need to be alone with himself in order to regain his strength. It's a time to recharge. Amen. It's a time to recoup, and you do that by being alone with the Lord. Amen. As a child of God, if our Lord needed those times, how much more do we? Amen? I believe we need times of complete solitude. Times to deal with spiritual realities of life. Times to be alone with God the Father. Amen? We need special times of solitude and fellowship with God. Amen? Just you and God, that you fellowship with God just like that. You hear from Him and you tell Him your troubles. Amen? Do you know, You ever get the feeling, well, nobody ever tells me any trouble. Nobody ever befriends me. Here's what the Bible said. For a man to have friends, he must show himself friendly. And if you'll start sharing your life with others, you'll find out they'll start sharing their life with you. But here's where I'm going with that. Maybe the reason God never tells us anything is because we've not been telling Him. But if we'll start telling Him our troubles, and that's what our Lord's showing, that's the purpose of getting alone with God, is that we can pour our heart out. Amen. We don't have to be ashamed that others are hearing because they can't hear. We've got this quiet time, this solitary secret place that we're calling on God, and we don't have to be ashamed. We can just pour it out to God and tell Him all of our troubles. Amen. Tell Him all the truth. You remember that woman that touched His garment and came and He asked who it was, and the Bible said that she told Him all the truth. Amen. And so we can just tell Him the whole thing. We can pour out to God the weaknesses of our flesh. We can get a hold of God and recognize the high calling that He's placed on our life as a saint of God in this dark world. Amen. When we get along with God, I believe we can get our strength. When we recognize our total dependence upon Him. Amen. If Christ felt the need to send the multitudes away and to spend time alone with God in prayer, He did that before He ministered to larger crowds in greater needs. I wonder how much more should we get along with God that we can be a greater vessel, a greater instrument in the hand of God in the days ahead. Amen. You ever hear, sometimes we hear about people that have been serving God for years, some of them in large capacities, and yet they become what we call burned out. Sometimes they fall into gross sin. Sometimes they don't get into sin, they just get used up. They just quit on God. I'm thinking of a family right now that years ago, when I was a boy, they were members of our church, and the man was a deacon, the lady led singing, that was before we knew that that wasn't the right thing to do. They had positions in the church. And something happened, and they just left. They went and joined a large church where they could hide in the corner, never be seen. The men never called on the leading prayer. They didn't help in the Sunday school. They didn't work in the church, didn't sing in the choir, didn't do anything. And now that's probably been close to 30 years, ain't it? But 20-some years that they've just hid in the crowd. At one time, busy for God. What happens? Here's what I believe. I believe when we don't refuel, we can run out. Amen. We can get drained to the point that we're not usable like we had been used or like we could be used if we get plugged back in. Amen. And I believe we need to do that. Preachers and teachers especially ought to be careful that we are feeding on the Word of God, not just feeding others the Word of God. Amen. My dad used to tell me, he said, son, when you study, he said, study to get something for yourself before you ever read to get anything for anybody else. Amen. And if it'll bless me, it might bless others. Amen. I believe that God desires for every child of God to have fellowship with Him on a daily basis. To pray, sing, and fellowship with God, not just in public, but in private. Secretly, with God alone. Amen. Being alone with God in prayer enables us to escape distractions and it allows us to release our burdens and our innermost feelings. I believe that may be the purpose of getting alone with God. Let me give you the last thing and you can breathe a sigh of relief. There's the privilege of getting alone with God. Now, what I'm preaching is not just another, you know, if you've got your checklist out and you get your list out and you say, all right, now, I got to write down all these do's and all these don'ts. And I mean, I'm going to have to try to work at this thing about being a Christian. What I'm preaching today is not just another do for you to add to your list. I'm preaching to you about something that I believe is a privilege, is a blessing that we have the opportunity to do. Amen. The privilege of getting along with God. Andrew Murray said this. He said, oh, the thought of having God all to myself alone, knowing that God has me all to Himself alone. Isn't that a thought? Praise God. Amen. That God would spend time with me and allow me to spend time with Him. Amen. In being alone with God in prayer, we can unleash all our pent-up emotions and longings. By getting alone with God, we show our complete trust in Him. Our complete dependence upon Him. Amen. Rather than running out and doing something, we're carrying our burdens to the Lord and trusting Him to do something. Amen. When we pray in secret, we look to a God that we trust can see in secret. Amen. And we trust can reward in open. Amen. I believe we get closer to God when we're meeting with Him alone and in secret. Not only are we more free to reveal ourselves to God when we're in secret, But there's a way somehow He's more free to reveal Himself to us when we're in secret. Again, look in Mark chapter number 4. I'll show you that I believe it's scriptural. I'm going to say it again while you're finding the place. Mark chapter 4, and I'm going to read a couple of verses. Verse number 10 and verse number 34. While you turn, I want to say that phrase what I said a minute ago. Not only are we more free to reveal ourselves to God more fully when we're alone, but I believe God is more free to reveal Himself to us when we're alone. Amen. Verse 10, Mark chapter 4, verse 10. And when He was alone, He's talking about our Lord, they that were about Him with the 12 asked Him the parable. Asked of Him the parable. So, He's in this crowd and He's preaching and He's talked in a parable. And when they got Him alone, they could ask Him, Lord, what did you mean by that? Amen. If you'll spend some time with God in prayer, you can ask Him questions. You'll never get to ask Him out in public. Amen. And then look at verse 34. But without a parable spake He not unto them. And when they were alone, He expounded all things to His disciples. Amen. I underline that phrase. When they were alone, He expounded all things to His disciples. I mean, I could go through the Bible and tell you man after man, person after person, that when they got alone with God, they learned something from God that they never would have learned otherwise. Abraham, when he met with God out there on the plains of Mamre, and he offered them that sacrifice and that food and all that Brother Hall was talking about Sunday night. Abraham was walking along with the Lord. And the Lord said to those other two, probably the angels that were with him, He said, shall I hide from Abraham, my friend, that which I plan to do? And because Abraham was a friend of God and Abraham was alone with God, God shared His secret with Abraham. He told Abraham what He's going to do with Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen. Abraham wouldn't have learned that if he hadn't got along with God. Moses experienced this same thing in Exodus. When he spent time alone with God on the mountain, he received the Ten Commandments. He saw the pattern of the tabernacle up there all alone with God. He got to hear that. Nobody else did, but it's because he was alone with God. Daniel experienced this when he prayed in his house with his windows open towards Jerusalem. God showed him His plan for the future of the kingdoms of this world. Because Daniel spent time alone with God. Amen. I read one time where a man said this about Daniel. Said Daniel would rather spend the night with the lions than miss a prayer meeting. These disciples of our Lord, they learned things from the lips of our Savior when they were in private that He would never tell them in public. He said He spoke not without a parable. He didn't explain it to that crowd, to the world. He didn't cast His pearls before the swine. He didn't throw it all out there. But His close ones, His near ones, He told them all these things. Amen. And here's one last thing. This is a blessing to me. Not only these disciples, these men in the Old Testament that I talked about. Many sinners have experienced forgiveness when they've gotten along with God. You remember that woman that was brought before the Lord that was caught in the act of adultery? There's a place in that scripture, John chapter 8, verse 9, and they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And listen to this. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst, because she stayed and was alone with the Lord. She heard the Lord say, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Amen. I'm glad for that day, June the 29th, 1974. Amen. When the Lord got me hemmed up alone. Amen. When He sent out everybody else that was vying for my attention and that was trying to attract me. He sent them all away and I felt as if I was hemmed in with the Holy Ghost. And He spoke peace to my soul and spoke forgiveness to my heart. And I praise God for that time alone with Him. Amen. Amen. In conclusion, I'm just saying this is the age-old need for the children of God, and that is to spend some time alone. Find time to spend in solitude with Him. It don't have to be long times, but I'm going to tell you, if you start spending some time, you'll try to find some longer times because it's sweet fellowship with the Lord. But you can bring your burdens and cast them at the Savior's feet when you get alone with Him. Amen. You can tell Him all your troubles. You can call on Him for deliverance. We can worship Him in spirit and in truth when we get alone with Him.
And how true that is, that when we get along with God, we enjoy our time, and it is a privilege and a blessing to be able to spend time alone with God. Well, that finishes out this week of broadcasting, as well as this sermon on the Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. I appreciate you being tuned in today. Hope that you'll tune in next week as we'll be back and do it all over again. Hope you have a great weekend. And until then, this is Pastor Farrell Shepherd saying, keep looking up. Jesus may come today. May God bless you.